بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يوم يجمع الله الرسل فيقول ماذا أجبتم؟ قالوا لا علم لنا إنك أنت علام الغيوب.
Remember, O people, the day of rising when Allah will gather all the messengers and ask them how their communities had responded to them. They will assign the answer to that question to Allah and say, I have no knowledge. You have all knowledge, our Lord. You are the only one who knows all things that are present or absent.
إِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ اذْكُرْ نِعْمَتِي عَلَيْكَ وَعَلَى وَالِدَتِكَ إِذْ أَيَّدْتُكَ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ تُكَلِّمُ النَّاسَ فِي الْمَهْدِ وَكَهْلًا وَإِذْ عَلَّمْتُكَ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَالتَّوْرَاةَ وَالْإِنْجِيلَ وَإِذْ تَخْلُقُ مِنَ الطِّينِ كَهَيْئَةِ الطَّيْرِ بِإِذْنِي فَتَنْفُخُ فِيهَا فَتَكُونُ طَيْرًا بِإِذْنِي وَتُبْرِئُ الْأَكْمَهَ وَالْأَبْرَصَ بِإِذْنِي وَإِذْ تُخْرِجُ الْمَوْتَى بِإِذْنِي وَإِذْ كَفَفْتُ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ عَنْكَ إِذْ جِئْتَهُمْ بِالْبَيِّنَاتِ فَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْهُمْ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ.
Remember when Allah addressed Jesus, peace be upon him, and told him to remember Allah's favor to him, when he created him without a father, to his mother, Mary, peace be upon her, when he chose her over all the women of her time, and upon him, when he strengthened him with Gabriel, peace be upon him. Allah told him that he used to speak to people as a baby, calling them to Allah, and that he used to speak to them in his adulthood, telling them what Allah had sent him with. Allah reminded him of the favor of being taught how to write, and that he taught him the Torah that he had revealed to Moses, peace be upon him, and the Gospel that he revealed to him. He was reminded of the favor of being taught the secrets of the sacred law and its benefits and wisdom. Allah reminded him of how he would make the shape of a bird from clay, blow into it, and it used to become a living bird. He used to cure the person who was born blind, and he would treat the leper and heal his skin. He also used to bring the dead to life by praying to Allah to give them life. All of this happened with Allah's permission. Another favor that Allah reminded him about was that Allah protected him from the Israelites when they intended to kill him after he brought to them clear miracles. The only thing they could do was to deny them, and they said, Jesus has brought nothing but plain sorcery.
وَإِذْ أَوْحَيْتُ إِلَى الْحَوَارِيِّينَ أَنْ آمِنُوا بِي وَبِرَسُولِي قَالُوا آمَنَّا وَاشْهَدْ بِأَنَّنَا مُسْلِمُونَ.
Another favor that Allah reminded him about was that Allah created assistance for him when he inspired the disciples to have faith in him and in Jesus. They submitted to that and responded saying, I believe, be a witness, O our Lord, that we submit to you in devotion.
إِذْ قَالَ الْحَوَارِيُّونَ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ هَلْ يَسْتَطِيعُ رَبُّكَ أَنْ يُنَزِّلَ عَلَيْنَا مَائِدَةً مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ قال اتقوا الله إن كنتم مؤمنين.
Remember when the disciples said, Can you call on your Lord to send down a table from the sky? Jesus, peace be upon him, responded to them by telling them to be mindful of Allah and not to ask for such a thing, as it may prove to be a trial for them. He said to them, Place your trust in your Lord and seek Him provision, if you are truly believers.
قالوا نريد أن نأكل منها وتطمئن قلوبنا ونعلم أن قد صدقتنا ونكون عليها من الشاهدين.
The disciples said to Jesus, "We want to eat from this table so that our hearts are satisfied about Allah's perfect power and that you are His messenger. To know for certain that you have told us the truth about what you have brought from Allah and to be witnesses to it for those people who are not present." Beneficial points. Allah will gather the entire creation, whether honorable or not, on the Day of Judgment. Jesus, peace be upon Him, was human and He performed physical miracles such as bringing the dead to life and curing the person who was born blind and the leper. The aim of the miracles of the prophets is to strengthen their followers and to silence their opponents. But it must be remembered that these miracles are not from the prophets themselves, but occur only with Allah's permission.
قال عيسى ابن مريم اللهم ربنا أنزل علينا مائدة من السماء تكون لنا عيدا لأولنا وآخرنا وآية منك وارزقنا وأنت خير الرازقين.
Jesus gave in to their request and prayed to Allah, saying, "Our Lord, send down to us a table of food, so that we can hold a festival on the day it comes down in order to honor you out of gratitude. It will also be a sign and proof of your oneness and of the truth of what I have been sent with. Give us such provision that will help us worship you. You, our Lord, are the best provider."
قال الله إني منزلها عليكم فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بَعْدُ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنِّي أُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا لَا أُعَذِّبُهُ أَحَدًا مِنَ الْعَالَمِينَ.
Allah answered the prayer of Jesus, peace be upon Him, and said that He would send down the table that they had requested. He also told him that if anyone disbelieves after the table is sent down, then they should blame only themselves, and that Allah will punish them with a severe punishment, unlike any other, due to them seeing an overwhelming proof, and any denial being the result of stubbornness. Allah fulfilled His promise and sent down the table to them.
وَإِذْ قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ أَأَنْتَ قُلْتَ لِلنَّاسِ اتَّخِذُونِي وَأُمِّيَ إِلَٰهَيْنِ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ قَالَ سُبْحَانَكَ مَا يَكُونُ لِي أَنْ أَقُولَ مَا لَيْسَ لِي بِحَقٍّ إن كنت قلته فقد علمته تعلم ما في نفسي ولا أعلم ما في نفسك إنك أنت علام الغيوب.
Remember that Allah will address Jesus, son of Mary, peace be upon Him, on the day of rising and ask Him whether He told people to worship Him and His mother besides Allah. Jesus will reply, declaring Allah's purity, "It was not right for me to tell them anything but the truth. If I had said that, you would know it, because nothing is hidden from you. You know what I keep hidden within myself, but I do not know what is with you. You are the only one who knows everything that is hidden and everything that is apparent."
ما قلت لهم إلا ما أمرتني به أن اعبدوا الله ربي وربكم وكنت عليهم شهيدا ما دمت فيهم فلما توفيتني كنت أنت الرقيب عليهم وأنت على كل شيء شهيد.
Jesus will say to his Lord, I only told people what you instructed me to tell them, to worship you alone. For as long as I remained amongst them, I watched over what they were saying. When my term ended and I was raised to the sky alive, you, O Lord, were watching their actions. You are a witness to everything and nothing is hidden from you. So you know what I said to them and what they said after me.
إن تعذبهم فإنهم عبادك وإن تغفر لهم فإنك أنت العزيز الحكيم.
If you punish them, O Lord, they are your servants and you can do with them as you wish. If you graciously forgive those of them who had faith, nothing can stop you from doing so because you are the mighty, who cannot be overpowered, and the wise in your handling of matters.
قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم.
Allah will say to Jesus, peace be upon him, that the day of rising is a day on which the truthfulness of those who were true in their intentions, statements and actions will be of benefit to them. They will receive gardens with palaces and trees overlooking flowing streams, in which they will live eternally, with death never coming to them. Allah will be pleased with them and will never become angry with them. They will be pleased with Allah because of the everlasting delight they have received. Such reward and pleasure is the supreme success, which cannot be equaled by any other.
لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنَّ وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
Allah alone controls the heavens and the earth and everything within them. He is their creator and the one who handles their affairs. He has power over everything and nothing can overpower him. Beneficial points. Allah warns those who persist in disbelief and stubbornness after clear proof has been established against them. The Messiah, peace be upon him, is declared innocent of the claim of the Christians that he informed them that he is Allah or the Son of Allah or that he claimed lordship or divinity. On the day of rising, Allah will question even the prophets who were the most noble and the greatest amongst people. So what about those who are below them in rank? The verses show the great virtue of truthfulness and Allah's praise for those who are truthful. They also show the benefit that truthfulness will bring on the day of judgment for those who were truthful.